is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
We are back. We'll do some scams of scammers as soon as I find the intro music. Where it is? There we go. We'll do the long one.
Ah.
Play that. And I'll set this up. So where we go? The classic. There we go. All right. So we'll go to February 22nd, 2018. And when we last left off, Jane desperately wanted fake Davin's picture, and Jane felt fake Davin insulted her, period.
That's great.
Yes, as I'm wont to do, as real Davin is wont to do.
Treat that period with respect.
You talk about mine all the time, and we have to stop that.
Yeah, exactly. I apologize. So February 22nd, 2018, Jane goes, oh, hello there, hi. I go, hey. She goes, how are you doing? I go, tired, but okay. How are you? She says, good, thanks, but no strength. I say, sorry. She asks, where are you? I say, hotel room. I'm actually in the road. She goes, what are you doing there? I go, sleeping, LOL. She goes, okay, can you send your picture now? I say, you really want a picture of me? Why? She goes, you promised to show me. I go, I did. Are you going to come on my head? Because remember, she wanted to come on my head. As opposed to shit on my foot.
I don't know if she thought that was the most attractive offer that she had.
I think that was her. I think that was the ace. I think that was the ace card right there.
Oh boy.
It's a different culture, babe. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
She goes, no, I just want to see you. I go, before you said you wanted my picture so you could masturbate to it. She goes, Davin, can ask you some questions? I go, I guess, but you hate questions. She goes, how old are you? I go, wow, baby, why would you ask me something like that? She goes, I want to know. I go, 30. How old are you? By the way, I think I initially told her I was older, but, you know, that's like years ago.
Well, she's clearly not keeping track, really.
Nor am I. But I just felt like being younger for this. Well, how old are you? I'm 30. I go, how old are you? She goes, you know already when you wished me happy birthday. I go, 32? She goes, 31. She goes, why don't you have a wife? And I say, what do you think I say, kids?
You do have one.
What do you think I say?
I think you go into something from Meatloaf.
Two interesting approaches. Like that, too. I go, and this is what I wrote. I go, because when you're a hot piece of ass like me, you got to share your gifts with the world. too much?
A little conceited.
Kind of who I am in this character.
Gotcha.
I go, why don't you have a husband? She goes, I was once in a serious relationship, but my ex cheated on me. I told you. I go, and that was your last serious relationship? She goes, you're answering questions with questions. I think it's a fucking real follow-up question. I go, no, I answered your question, then asked one of my own. I believe they called a conversation.
You know, it's like, you know, I can go upstairs if I need to, if I want this shit. Yeah.
Well, I was in the hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit, you think you are?
I can go upstairs if I want to hear this shit.
Who's the scammer that got away?
Yeah. Pip, write that down. That's the segment.
And that would be Belinda.
Yeah.
But we don't. Yeah. But I don't look in the past.
Hysterical.
Thank you, Joe, for the musical accompaniment.
Yeah.
So she goes, no, you will answer my question before yours. I go, I did. She goes, why?
Okay, Commandant, what the fuck?
She sucks. She goes, why don't you have a wife? Just simple question. I go, baby, I am pretty amazing. Do you really think a guy like me can settle down? I give her a sad face with a tear. She goes, I'm wondering.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you notice you could never take that tack with the missus. Realize.
No, she knows I'm amazing.
Okay.
Everybody should. No, if you don't, you're in the minority.
I guess I'm call me a minority.
I will call you a minority. You ape.
Fired!
He used to call you Kong. Nobody had a beef about that.
If we were on a terrestrial, maybe.
She goes, I'm wondering, where are your parents? I go, weird question. February 23rd, 2018. That was it for the day. New day. She goes, hi. I go, hey. She goes, where are you? I go, in your heart.
Ooh. Look at you.
Oh, man.
Look at you, you smoozer.
I most certainly am.
Yeah, a little romance there.
She goes, really? Yeah. A little credit. She goes, really? I go, I thought so. Am I mistaken? She goes, no, you're not. I go, oh. Well, then we should have, I go, well, then we should have a strictly sexual relationship. I go, what did I fucking write? Who writes this horse shit? I do.
You do. I go, have a comprehension of it.
Yeah. I need to go connect to creativity.
Funny.
I go, oh, well, then we should have a strictly sexual relationship. She goes, you're in my heart always. I go, you just said I am not. Jane goes, you said you were mistaken. Then I said, no, you're not. I said, oh, good. She goes, yeah, what have you eaten? She goes, yeah, what have you eaten? The scammers always want to know what I fucking eaten.
Why?
The nutritionist.
They're worried about me losing weight. She goes, what have you eaten? I go, where are you? And then I said, nothing. She goes, I'm at home. Why don't you eat? She says. I go, not sure. So much travel and working and talking to you and then sleep. No time. I just don't want to make it sound like I'm eating all this food, like I have all this money, so she can play the fucking I'm starving card.
Right.
Because I know that's coming, so I don't want to play into that with her.
Right.
She goes,
it's like going out with a meth head.
Maybe. She goes, I go, so much travel and work and talking to you and then sleep, so no time. She goes, not sure about what. I go, why I don't eat. She goes, okay, what's the time there? I say, it's 8:15. Why are you up so early? She goes, I don't really love sleeping. Slept yesterday by day. I go, my little vampire.
Yeah,
she,
really?
She goes, LOL, my little walker. My little, like, day walker.
Gotcha.
I go, I best not fall asleep by you or you will suck me dry, LOL.
Huddle.
No, it's more than a huddle. You heard from the pipster right there.
All
right. And I followed it with an LOL, so that implies humor. She goes,
yes.
If Roseanne would have put LOL, none of this would have happened.
By the way, I gave you a good huddle on that.
All right, thank you. But you know what? You know, if she would have put the 8 comment and VJ and put LOL, nobody would be upset.
Yes.
Maybe.
All she needed was an LOL.
No.
Ha ha. She goes, your blood is the best. I go, LOL, why is it the best? She goes, it tastes sweet over your dick, LOL.
Whoa!
I go, ha! I think you're scaring me and making me horny at the same time. Fucking weird. She goes, LOL, you don't like to be sucked? I go, I do, baby. Do you want to suck? This is taking a weird turn.
Yeah, really?
She's making it sexual.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't she know that she's supposed to never give in to me? Doesn't she know the script?
Doesn't she know she's supposed to get cash?
Yeah. Listen, she don't want cash.
She only took 5.
She wants my dick. And who can blame?
Hopefully you can email it to her.
Can do that too. She goes, yes, and you're too bald downstairs. I think she meant balls.
She's about as erotic as a traffic ticket.
Still better than Belinda, though. Belinda would have been and bye. I mean, Belinda would have been out of there.
Oh.
So you know.
Oh yeah.
I go, that sounds nice, baby. You have their attention. She goes, LOL. I go, why is that funny? She goes, just smiling. I go, you like turning me on? She goes, yeah. What about you? I go, are you asking if I would like to turn you on? She goes, yeah. I go, I would like to very much so, hun. She goes, cool. I go, what do you like in bed? Might as well take it there, right? I wasn't planning on taking it there. She goes, sex. Which is, I thought she might say a comforter or some like a 1,000 count sheets, 1,000 thread count sheets, but she went with sex. I go, LOL, what is your favorite position? She goes, my two legs up.
She's trying to give you a rod so she can get some money out of you.
Yeah.
Why do you always have to make it so crass? Why can't it be two horny kids in love?
She's got her legs akimbo right now. What do you think?
I think she wants me. I think she wants to suck the two balls downstairs. That's what I think, Joe. I don't know what you think, you animal.
Sorry.
I go, nice. Your legs on my shoulders, winky thing. She goes, yeah, shouting hallelujah. That's kind of weird.
That is, yeah.
I didn't know what you go for.
Hallelujah.
We know the Harlem Gospel Choir in attendance for the plowing.
Oh,
okay.
He's going to lick. He's going to fuck. He's going to fuck. He's going to. Oh, he is. Sorry.
No, go on. I haven't heard this version.
Gospel Choir. Oh, he's going to fuck. And fuck. Going.
I think I saw that on an episode of, it wasn't 227, it was the other show. Well, you wouldn't know.
That was the show with Sherman Hemsley.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
A very good show.
Amen. She goes, yeah, shouting hallelujah. I go, you are a screamer? She goes, yeah, but not much. Do you like to hear me scream under you? I go, I do. She goes, will you bang me hard? I go, yes, I will bang you hard and fast. You're not turned on at all?
No.
That's unfortunate.
However, things have gotten very risque very quickly.
They have, and I have not instigated.
I know, but the thing is that we're not used to this because the others were like, ew, 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 sexy dog, ew. Or they were so bad at it.
Yes. And this one, I never talk about it. She's like, all in. And here's an interesting question. Do you have a very long dick?
She asked that?
Yes, she asked that.
Yeah, it's going to reach
God.
All the way to Ghana.
I you were
it's like a transatlantic cable.
Sure.
Well, this one's in Nigeria.
All right.
I go, they call it Lucky Seven.
Oh, funny. Oh, that's hysterical. That's hysterical. What a great answer.
Thank you, Joe.
What a great answer.
I go, they call it Lucky Seven. 7 inches. Do you have a very tight pussy?
It's apropos to ask.
Should we call it, they call it Lucky Seven? That might be better.
Yeah.
Because it's briefer.
Yeah.
Call it Lucky Seven.
They call it Lucky Seven. That's what you're writing.
Yeah, they call it Lucky Seven.
Now back to business.
Yes, exactly. I go, do you have a very tight pussy? She goes, until I get there to you. I like that. That's a that's a great A
She's
answer.
She's
going
to be doing Kegel exercises on a plane.
Nobody wants to sit next to her. On the next turbulent air. A Nigerian gets kicked off the plane for Kegel exercises. Yeah. I go, are you bare down there or trimmed or natural? She goes, always shave for you. Wow. This is quite the conversation.
Oh, because she's looking for money.
No.
All right.
Bad Joe.
Yes,
sir. Of course not.
No. Joe doesn't understand love. I go, nice. I would love to taste you. She goes, do you suck pussy?
No, I slobber on it like a St. Bernard and water dish.
Slobber on it like a... And it's funny because I have a little pouch of booze underneath my neck, too. I go,
you ever see a St. Bernard and water...
What a horrible image. Poor Joe's girl. She needs a fucking dry vac when she's done with you.
Oh, God.
Are you wet? Yeah, you just slobber all over me, you fool. That's fucking great. Can you imagine that coming out? God.
Who cares?
My legs would be closed so fucking tight. Be fucking tighter than King Tut and his little fucking mummy thing.
It's hysterical. Esophagus, no, stupid. It's sarcophagus.
That's the word. Yeah. Well, he'd be pretty tight in an esophagus, too.
I guess.
The noise that you were making made me picture a dog trying to eat peanut butter.
No.
Well, he was trying to eat something.
Depends where you put it.
Hopefully it's not crunchy. She goes, do you suck pussy? I go, I'd like to suck your pussy. Do you want me to suck your pussy? She goes, yeah. I go, are you in bed? She goes, yeah. Why? I go, are you naked? She goes, no. I go, will you get naked? She goes, yeah. I go, I go, tell me when you're naked, baby. She goes, I'm naked. Imagine me kissing
your lips. I'm naked.
Imagine me kissing your lips. She goes, soft and dry lips you got.
Which ones? Be specific, please.
Isn't this forward enough for you?
All right, I'm just wondering. Yeah, yeah.
Soft and dry lips you got. I go, I think I will tenderly bite your bottom lip. She goes, don't let it hurts me. Well, certainly will not. I go, I said tenderly, dear. Are you the vampire, LOL. She goes, you're the walker. I go, so maybe it should be you having your way with me instead of me having my way with you. She goes, let's have it both. Compromise, Joe. Compromise. Okay. If only Congress could learn from Jane.
Right.
I go, as you wish. As I'm kissing you, what are you doing? She goes, rubbing your dick from the boxer.
What?
Now we could go a lot of ways here. Could be somebody like Muhammad Ali.
What was the line again?
Rubbing your dick from the boxer.
That was
that's right. Joe's foaming here. Somebody is rubbing my dick, and that's the one in the boxer.
What'd you say, Pip?
How did Muhammad Ali get into this?
Yes. Yeah. So it's either a boxer, a boxer dog, or my underwear.
Okay.
I go, I go, my baby goes right for it. Love it. She goes, won't you call me? Call me now. I want to hear you. Joe just looked. This is different.
Right. Yeah, I'll say.
Were you expecting this, kids?
Well, I wasn't expecting this. The whole sexy thing. Why does Maui always run like he's got shit to do?
Ready to go.
What'd you say, Pip?
I said right before this, he was supposedly insulting her period, and now she's all ready to go.
Period's gone. Time for fucking.
Good point. Just makes sense. She goes, won't you call me? Call me now. I want to hear you.
All right, Miss Cleo.
I go, my computer's giving me some issues, but let's see if I can get this thing working properly. All right. 1997 reference. You happy? You updated
Thank
something.
You.
I go, my computer's giving me some issues, but let me see if I can get this thing working properly. If not, my computer at home should work. Because I'm trying to figure out if I can record this shit.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to
figure
That's what the computer's having to
show. Oh, you must be. Oh, fuck, could I be at the fucking house? Shit.
No, I got to see if I can record this shit with Audacity. I got to do some tests. I have my regular laptop there. I don't have all the microphones and all the other stuff that I used to go traveling around with Belinda.
Right.
So she tries to call me, and I missed it. She goes, I just called you. She's trying to call me on Facebook. I go, I just tried you back. And then I said, it disconnected. At least we got to speak. She goes, yeah, I love your voice. I'll play the audio for you. I got audio, kids.
Really?
Of course, Joe.
Wow.
I don't come to this dance without a bouquet of flowers for you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a very lovely man. She goes, yeah, I love your voice. Of course you do. I'm a radio star. I go, aw, I love yours, Jane. I was hoping we could have talked longer. She goes, it's disconnecting. I think it's because of the bill I have to pay.
Ah, we go.
No.
Now it rolls up like a party horn.
No, Joe, not my two balls downstairs. No. We're still ready to go. She goes, I think it's because of the bill I have to pay. I go, nah, the internet does not work that way.
It starts to work shitty until they cut you off.
Yeah, it's like, no.
It's like an old phone booth where you have 5 minutes left.
Can you tell that her sexy talk got nowhere with me? I'm still fucking focused. I'm in the game. I'm fucking around with the computer. I'm not letting her get with the money thing. She did nothing for me. She can't have me. The internet does not work.
Candace, interrupt us.
Yes.
Yes.
So she says to call again. I go, so she missed my call. I go, okay, it says you can't be reached right now. Goes call. So we try to call again. I go. She goes. I told you, baby. The network. I need to pay the bill.
Ah, we go.
Oh, there she goes.
You guys.
And it was starting to get so good.
You guys cheapen it.
You got internet blue balls.
Nah, not really. I don't. But I theoretically, if I was into her, I guess I would.
You would have had internet blue balls.
I would have had internet blue balls, and they're the worst type of blue balls to have.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah. No joystick.
No. I go, that isn't the cause. We have very bad weather here. Flood watch. It's messing up everything. It's true. It was a very rainy day. She goes, oh, I love your voice. Try video. I will only see you, but you won't see me.
Why?
Okay.
Yeah, so I can't see her. I go, why won't I see you? She goes, I told you, I don't have a phone, but a computer. I go, right, but this camera's messed up on this computer, too. She goes, then you have to call me. I'm not going to let her see me if I can't see her.
Right.
Right.
Then she goes, you have to call me again. I go, why? She goes, I love hearing your voice again. So I will play the audio.
Oh, good.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. So, we would have to assume that she feels fairly confident that she's not a man at this point.
Well, let's hear it and decide.
You think a man wants to talk to me?
I don't know.
No men want to talk to me. All right, here it is. It's 3.5 minutes. I'll play it, and then we will continue.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How are you?
I just want to hear your voice.
It's nice to hear your voice.
I can hear you. Well, I just want to hear your voice. I call you, please.
Well, now you hear my voice. I'm real.
Thank you.
Of course. I just couldn't do it, but I would always try to call you if I can. Just sometimes technology doesn't work. Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Can you hear okay?
Can you hear me?
I can. I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So what are you doing today? What are you doing today?
What are you?
What?
Nothing.
You're doing nothing today?
Nothing to do. Nothing. There's nothing to do.
Oh.
I'm just lying down.
I bet you look good lying down. Why don't you go out and get some sun?
You said what?
I said, why don't you go out and get some sun?
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's nice to talk to you.
I can hear you.
You can't hear me.
Same here.
So what do you see out your window?
I can hear you. I can hear you. It's nice to talk to you.
What do you see outside your window? Tell me what you... I said, what do you see outside your window? Tell me about where you are. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Jane, tell me what you see outside your window. Are you there? Hello? There's nothing outside your window?
Why? Hello?
Hello? I want to know what you see. So I feel like I'm with you.
I'll tell you what, that is not the conversation of two people in love.
No, because they got some woman to get on the phone with you. It sounds like you got a number for some crazy chick at the bar the previous night and you called her. And you realize you don't even remember who you were.
Yeah. Quite the scenario you've got.
Oh, but
up
you
with.
Gave me your number. I was drunk. You know?
And, I got myself and, into it. And during the phone call, you're both still a little drunk.
Yeah, right. You still don't have your shit together, too. Yeah, right.
I will say.
That went awful.
I will say that when that it would appear that her trip to Nigeria, the accent stuck. She seems to have lost her California accent.
Yeah, she does.
Does not really sound American.
Yeah.
I did not hear, though, and I listened, I did not hear a man feeding her lines.
No, but I think...
I couldn't tell.
But I think that it is somebody that they got to talk, because basically you would be picking up the dialogue of what you guys were writing. Or she would, you know, how are you?
We really didn't get really into it. I mean, you think it was a dude writing about sucking my two balls downstairs?
I most certainly do.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, and they probably got this woman on there because she didn't seem to know what's going on with anything. You've had quite amount of dialogue with her. You've argued with her. You fought with her.
I didn't ask her about her period.
But, you know.
Yeah, that's not the first phone call.
is that phone call number two, Pip?
Yeah.
At least number three.
No. Okay. Right.
But, funny. But. If you had, you know, if you had, you know, ooh, holy cow, you would be able to have more of a conversation of what you were having with her.
Well, we were having a lot of technical difficulties. I mean, we were calling on Facebook, and it really was awful, as you could hear. So,
but she did sound like a woman, so it didn't somebody pretending to be a woman.
Yeah, no. It definitely was a woman, without a doubt.
It's nice, because, you know, after you hear that a woman wants to suck your dick like a vampire... It's always comforting when it is, in fact, a woman vampire.
Yeah.
Feel better
well,
about
you, but you're not sure who was writing all that still.
No. I'm sure. It was the person I spoke to.
No.
Yes.
No. That
yes,
was somebody
yes.
They put on a phone.
No. It was a woman. I'm very appealing.
Okay.
What
man would put up with this?
You know what? Somebody who wants enough of the money from the Mugu.
Oh, it's always about the money with you two.
Because we're dealing with scammers.
Where's the romance? No love. It's always money. What can you do? You guys are so jaded, cynical.
It's all about the romance and who shaves where.
You guys are in love. You remember what it was
that
like.
That doesn't sound like in love. Now, listen, I you know, we had technical difficulties. I get it. However, whatever conversation that you two were having, I mean, I've talked to a person on the subway with more of a connection than you had. I mean, you know.
Well, not every phone conversation is going to be smooth, but we did get her on the phone, and she initiated.
I know. That's pretty amazing.
Which I also find interesting because basically in that time, you would think that I got him on the phone. Now let me reel him in.
Yeah.
You know, where they would have brought you. See, and that's another thing because they should have had that game plan. If it was the person that was writing that, they would have things to go to. And, you know, now that we're on the phone, you know, we could discuss this, that, and the other thing. But it was, I don't know, it's almost like a wrong number.
I wanted to hear a little bit more, hi, baby, or something like that, you know?
Yeah. I understand. Well, you know, next time we talk, you can open with that.
Okay.
So we continue. So that was good, though, right? You got her on the phone.
On the phone, no, that's good. That's good.
And we haven't
seen major progress.
We haven't seen, and this is not the first time she's been horny for yours truly, for Mr. Lucky Seven. So, so I mean, we have this girl horny, which is we haven't really seen before.
Yeah,
and we haven't really seen them initiating the phone conversation before.
Hold on a second. We got more than that. We got her legs up in the air. She's shaving for you. I mean, there's a lot going on here.
I should have played What's in My Pants with her.
Hysterical, yeah.
Honey, rub the computer against your crotch.
What's in My Pants.
Rub the Hewlett Packard. I know what Mike burned. I know they run hot.
Bits no you can never do on the radio again.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? She goes, I can see you outside the window. I go, silly. She goes, why? I go, because I'm not outside your window. I go, give me the address of where you are. And then later on she writes to me, because then she disappears. Later, like hours later, she goes, oh, I can't wait to see you. I just called you. Hi. I go, where did you disappear to? We were talking, then you were gone. She goes, I told you, my health, remember? I slept off. I go, it was just weird. Not even a goodbye. She goes, I'm sorry, dear. And I go, it's okay. I was just worried. She goes, I love you. Don't shake your head no, Joe.
Yeah.
What has anybody ever seen you? You're so cold.
I go, to ruin you two kids' good time.
Yes. Yes, you are, and it's not appreciated.
Good day, sir.
I said good day.
Good day.
I go, love you too, baby. First show was starting. I was working. I go, gotta oil up and slip up. I gotta oil up and slip into my thong. Remember, I told her I'm working out of town as a stripper.
Oh, my God.
I got to oil up and slip into my thong. Duty calls. Gotta pay the bills. Bills ain't going to pay themselves, dear.
She goes, baby, send your picture, please. Honey, I go, honey, I can't now. I got to dance in a few minutes.
I love this.
She goes, just a snap, sweetie. Please show me some love, please. I go, honey, I can't now. I'm all oily and full of Axe body spray.
I just envision a dumbbell and a thong in the back of some dance club about to go. Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, stupid's coming out.
I don't think that would be my stage name, bro. I'm pretty sure that would not be my stage name.
I'm all oiled up and full of Axe body spray. Matter of fact, that's what Mr. Helix said when he came in.
You got a flat? It's going to be expensive? All right, you're going to have to fuck me. Let me get the Axe body spray.
There you go.
She goes, okay, but I'm not happy with that. She goes, I need to see you. I go, happy with what? She goes, I will said I'm not happy. It seems you just dance. Let your mind be settled. I go, yes, why are you unhappy? She goes, because I didn't see you. Just send me a picture now, dear. I go, I can't right now. I got to do some private dances, bachelorette parties. Nobody likes a bachelorette party.
Yep.
She goes, why are you always with excuses?
She's so anxious for pictures.
Yeah. She really is, which means she can't have them. She goes, why are you always with excuses? I go, yeah, it's like I didn't call you today or something. I mean, today's the wrong day to be saying I'm playing hard to get. I spoke to her.
Yeah.
She goes, just snap a picture right now, baby. I go, I'm not going to take a picture looking like a stripper. Send me a picture of you naked.
playing hardball. But you are a stripper.
I understand.
I know.
But I want to be respectable.
You need your respect.
So she tries to call me, which I don't answer. She goes, why don't you pick up my call? Because I have it on silent. I'm going to get in trouble. She goes, always lying. I go, you know what? I thought you changed. You haven't changed. Fuck off my life.
Funny.
Did you? Oh,
funny.
No, you didn't.
I most certainly did.
You're a little AJ reaction.
You Jacksoned her.
I most certainly did.
Yeah. She got that's right. You Ann Jackson. That's the line.
She got Ann Jackson.
Right.
And then she tried to call again, and I did not call back, and that is that.
Meanwhile, on her radio show, she's like, and we got one fuck off my life.
One fuck off. Two bald downstairs.
Yeah, two bald downstairs, one fuck off my life.
So thoughts?
She's looking for money. She wanted to try, you know, I don't know. But you called her, and you would figure that she would reel you in even more, but it, like I said, it was like you got a wrong number.
She does want the pictures, though.
Because she probably wants the. Because they probably need pictures.
I'm sure.
To set up.
But here's what's so fucking stupid about her. Just fucking Google me. All my pictures are online. It's not like a. I guess she wants maybe a like. Like. A, what do they call it? When it's not like a stage shot? Like the surprise type shots, like the less formal shots.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. There's a word for it, but it escapes us because we talk for a little.
Candid?
Yes.
Yes, candid. Thank you, Pip.
Thank you.
Candid Helix.
We knew that. We're a team effort here, so we knew that.
Yeah, we wanted to include you in the show. You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Waiting for the thesaurus to kick in.
Yes.
Stop bringing prehistoric animals into this.
I didn't know your butt was hurting. I didn't know it was a thesaurus tonight. Yeah, all right.
It's late.
It is. It flopped. Pip, any thoughts?
I just think that it's really interesting how she's coming at this from a completely different way sexually than the other girls.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
I got to tell you, she doesn't turn me on at all. Because there's no connection. There's no connection.
Huh.
I'm not feeling it.
Really?
Yeah, maybe because I know she's a scammer.
That's true. That's a wet blanket.
And because of her spelling's atrocious.
That ruined it?
I can't go with somebody who calls them balds. That's fucking standards.
Pull out your balds.
Pull out your balds. All right, let's thank some people. That was a good one, though, right?
That was good.
Yeah, it was. Got it alive and everything.
That was good. Next week, we'll do the Worst Fathers of the Year show. I will try to run the table.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
We'd like to thank Tau of Energy. Vincent may or may not come in. You know what? We have Vincent come in every year for that to help us judge that.
All right.
So, Vincent from Portobello Banquets. So, we'll see. Tau of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tau of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tau of Energy LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs ensure a happy to cater any. Let's try that again. It's late.
What was that?
It was, I don't know what that was. I'm sorry. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. And Portobello also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we have a show booked yet, or we're just waiting to get the talent together?
We're waiting
to get the talent together on that, but keep posted. So experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. You'll learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You know that. You deserve Portobello.
Pip, what do you got?
As usual, I want to ask all our listeners to listen to Mr. Helix on HudsonRiverRadio.com from 3 to 6 every afternoon, Monday through Friday. Great music, and the whole station's a lot of fun, so listen in.
Anything this week, Joe?
Absolutely nothing.
It's a desert. All
right. Yes,
Wednesday, June 6th. That's tomorrow. I'll be in New York, New York at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club. I'll be on the 7:30 show. For tickets, call 212-777-5233. Greenwich Village Comedy Club in Manhattan. We want to thank Stephanie McGregor for calling in. We want to thank Pip for working through vehicle difficulties.
Thank you. Sorry it was so crappy at the beginning.
Yeah, well, we're used to it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the first half an hour of the show really sucked a bag of dicks. And they were sweaty, dirty, unwashed, small, unable to get hard dicks. It was really a struggle. But I think we picked it up.
Yeah, we Viagra'd up.
You know, once Joe popped in, everything was a brush.
That's right.
Fuck it. It was nice. All right. So, listen, hopefully we'll get the show up this week, but more likely in January of 2019.
We just want to wish everybody a happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Merry
stupid
Christmas.
Stupid gets these fucking shows up.
And it's not the usual stupid. It's different stupid.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
No, not you. Nobody's calling
no,
you.
No, I know.
Okay. Well, don't be too cocky. You could be as stupid at any moment now. But anyway. You were not. You plugged through. Hey, maybe we'll see Pip next week. Maybe we won't.
Yeah.
Maybe her hovercraft will have a fucking flat. Who the fuck knows? With Pep.
God, gonna do my best.
Maybe Joe's boss will let him fucking realize that there's a radio show to do and fucking cooperate.
Yeah, I'm sure that did.
So anyway, that is what it is. All right. Thank you, guys. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.